This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today we pick up on an interview with author and speaker Sheridan Voysey. Our host is Simon Smart from the Centre for Public Christianity.
What have you learned about people from this part of your career? And I'm thinking especially of where true satisfaction comes from.
A number of things. I'd be amazed at the way that people would share things with me on air. That sometimes I hadn't told anybody else before, and yet there'd been, you know, the research would suggest 100,000 people listening in as they were sharing those stories.
Intimate moments.
I mean, people would be ringing up confessing to adultery, confessing to all sorts of addictions, to self-harm, all those kinds of things. I remember a girl called Samara who called in one night and she said, "I've never called a radio station before. I don't even know why I'm talking to you and saying this to you. I've never even told this to anybody before, but I'm working as a prostitute. My children don't know. This lifestyle is eating me up, and I've got to find God." Now, those kinds of phone calls I could just take all night. But it really said to me that deep down, people just deeply long to be listened to. They deeply long to be listened to. And that's one of the things that we kept on getting the feedback for the show on Open House, was that we listen. It's not just about, you know, this person preaching or on their soapbox. It was about listening. And as a result, I really believe that, you know, sometimes it just takes a caring, listening ear to be, I guess, the first point in some people, you know, finding their healing and finding their liberation and the release that they really seek. I'd also suggest that, again, I go spiral back to that issue of faith. I think that everybody wrestles with the question of faith, and connected with that, the question of identity, and where I find meaning and guidance and liberation and love in my life. And I don't see any of those questions going away, even if the person calling in isn't coming from a Christian perspective. The questions are still there. How do I find meaning for my life? How do I find guidance on this new job? And I just have found that it's much more tricky to try and navigate those questions in a satisfying way that is deeply, deeply settling without the God component.
Sharon, you've got another book on the way, although it's you know, you're writing it at the moment. It's not coming out next week or something like that.
I wish.
But you've got a tentative title for it, More Than This. Mm. Now, in this book, you will explore the way we all have longings that you think are spiritual longings, or at least connected with spiritual questions. What makes you think that people in the West are unsettled and searching?
Mm. It's not just me who's thinking that. There are all sorts of researchers, particularly the sociologists and the sociologists of religion, who would actually say, well, look at that. We always thought that society was going to turn secular and we would just simply eradicate God from the conversation.
Is there a move beyond those sorts of questions into something more mature?
Yeah, quote unquote, mature is actually the words often quite used. That hasn't been the case at all, as many people have suggested, Peter Berger and the rest, that no, we're now trying to re-enchant our disenchanted lives, to quote the great sociologist Max Weber. The idea being that we've kind of ushered God out of our conversations, ushered God off the page, out of our lives, and so we're disenchanted. All we have left is kind of the bare facts of matter, and we're looking to re-enchant it in some kind of way. And so that is coming out in all sorts of really fascinating ways. I was reading a book recently by an author who went and scanned all the great artists and writers of the early 20th century and followed through their little path as to how they went secular. They let go of God, and often he told the story as to why they let go of God. Might have been some sort of personal crisis or something, maybe just simply a disinterest. And what they replaced God with, which itself is telling, we still replace God with something. He talked about they replaced God with art, with politics, with myth-making, wanting to actually find some sort of coherent story that would give their life some sort of meaning, with nationalism. Some would even suggest that for Germany, Nazism actually rode into that longing and unfortunately created a horrific result because there was nothing else there. There was a vacuum there. And heading off to India on kind of retreats, heading off to little pilgrimages and things. At the end of the book, 300-odd pages, this author then concludes, none of it worked. We're still empty.
So there's holes there need to be filled, and the things we're filling it with at the moment It's not working.
It's just not working.
Mm. Well, Sheridan Voysey, great hearing from some of those stories. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's great talking to you, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.